la mola, 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 mole, dai, in dall'anda, si, si, agli, ti, ascine. Romini, 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 oi, Romini, che vado, Romini, 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 finempe, no, calando, si, scrive, la mola, mola, l'anda, si, si, agli, ti, ascine.
Hello, I'm your host Adrian Iosifescu, and this is the fifth episode of the History of Romanian Jews podcast. Today we will discuss the life of Romanian Jews in the 20th century Romania. The Jewish population of Romania before the First World War was for the most part an urban one. According to the 1899 census, almost 80% of the Jews lived in cities, forming 32% of the whole urban population of the country. Only 20% lived in villages, forming 1% of the whole rural population. This phenomenon was a result of the ban on Jews dwelling in rural areas. In Moldova, where the Jews were mostly heavily concentrated, they formed a majority in several towns. In Fălticeni, they were 57% of the total population. In Dorohoi, 54%. In Panciu, 52.4%. In Botoșan, 52%. In Iași, 51%. In several small towns of that region, their proportion was even greater. In Gherța, 66%. In Mihăileni, 65%. In Hârlău, 60%. The Romanian population was 84% farmers, while the Jews were mostly middle class. According to 1904 statistics, 21% of the total number of merchants were Jews, but in some cities of Moldova they were a definite majority, such in Iași 75%, Botoșani 75%, Dorohoi 73%, Tecuci 66%, Jews representing 20% of all artisans, and in several branches they were a majority, 81% of the engravers, 76% of the tinsmith, 78% of watchmakers, 75% of bookbinders, 65% of hatmakers, and 64% of all upholsterers. Industry is not advanced in Romania before World War. There were only 625 industrial firms, 19.5% of them owned by Jews. Jewish factory owners were strongly represented in several industries. 53% of the glass industry, 32% of the wood and furniture industry, 32% of the clothing industry, and 26% of the textile industry. Of the liberal professions, only medicine was permitted to Jews. They considered it 38% of the total number of doctors. The overall occupational distribution of the Jews seems to have been as follows. In agriculture, 2.5. In industry and crafts, 42.5. In trade and banking, 37.9. In liberal profession, 3.2. In various other occupations, 13.7. According to the industrial study by the Ministry of Public Land in 1901-1902, of the total of 107,000 licensed merchants, there were 22,000 Jews, 21%. The number of craftsmen was 97,000, with 19,000 Jews, almost 20%. Of the 625 industries, 122 were Jewish, 19%. And finally, of the 39,000 workers and employees, 2,000 were Jewish, 5.3%. These percentages were even higher in Moldova alone, where 75% of the Romanian Jewish population lived and where the merchants and workers considered it a majority in some of the larger cities. On the basis of this data, it has been concluded that about 90% of the Jewish population, or about 200,000 people, were living from trade and crafts in an almost equal proportion. It may be noted that at the beginning of the 20th century, many of the craftsmen were recruited among foreigners. According to statistics from the Bucharest Chamber of Commerce in 1904, there were 18,644 craftsmen registered in Bucharest, of whom 9,608 were Romanian, 3,190 were Jews, and the rest were Austro-Hungarians, Bulgars, Serbs, Greeks, Turks, Russians, Italians, Germans, Frenchmen, and other nationalities. In 1908, there were 127,000 craftsmen in Romania, with 83% in the cities and 17% in the rural communities. From 1906 to 1910, according to the Ministry of the Treasury, the number of Romanian businessmen increased by 3,000, as the number of Jewish businessmen decreased by 1,600. The reduction in number of Jewish businessmen was partly due to the beginning of emigration from Romania. After the First World War, the provinces of Basarabia, Transylvania, and Bukovina were annexed to the old Romanian territory, increasing the Jewish population threefold. In 1924, there were 796,000 Jews in the enlarged Romania, 5% of the total population, 230,000 in the Old Kingdom, 238,000 in Basarabia, 128,000 in Bukovina, and over 200,000 in Transylvania. In each province, their occupational structure was different as a result of historical development. In the two annexed provinces, Transylvania and Bukovina, the Jews had enjoyed civil rights from the days of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and were also represented in the liberal professions. On the other hand, their situation in Basarabia and Tsarist times was worse than in Romania, a fact which also influenced their occupational structure. The only census taken in Basarabia was in 1930, and according to those figures, the occupational distribution of the Jewish population was as follows. Industry and crafts, 25%. Trade and banking, 51%. Liberal professions, 3%. Miscellaneous, 8%. It should be noted that the Jewish bankers, such as Bank of Marmaros Blank, invested money in the development of industries of Greater Romania. Some industrial enterprises, comprising several factories such as sugar, metal, and textile works, were owned by Jews. In the late 1930s, under the influence of the spread of the Nazi movement into Romania, the whole occupational structure of the Jews collapsed because of persecution on the economic level, which preceded the political persecution and eventual murder. In spite of their large number, most of the craftsmen and merchants were of modest means. In case of economic crisis, generally caused by a bad harvest, they reached the limits of poverty. This was also due to the professional concentration of the Jews in light industries. At the beginning of the Second World War, there was almost 800,000 Jews living in Romania, one of the largest communities in diaspora, the third largest Jewish population in Europe, and the fourth largest in the world after USSR, Poland, and USA. From the beginning of hostilities of the First World War, about 25,000 Jews went serving in the Romanian army. Just like in the War for Independence in 1877, the Jews again were solidly behind the fight for their country. Many Jewish girls and women left their families to devote themselves to the sick and wounded. Even the poorest Jewish communities made large sacrifices, and large sums of money were given to the Red Cross. All Jewish institutions gave their space and money for public service. Despite this manifestation of active patriotism, the Jews still had to suffer many exactions during the war coming from civil and military authorities. A few months before the start of the war, hundreds of Jewish families were expelled from towns on the frontier, and the application of the law against espionage as applied to innocent Jewish residents often had the character of a systematic campaign. There are many reports which strongly attest to the active anti-Semitism existing in the army and especially among the officers. Still, the Jews fought violently, and after the war, many statistics pointed to their active participation. At the war's end, the Jews had the right to expect a radical change in their condition and recognition of their full citizenship. Of the 25,000 Jews serving in the Romanian army, 882 were killed, 740 were maimed, 449 were taken prisoners, and over 3,000 were not accounted for. My maternal grandfather was one of those who fought in the Romanian army in the First World War and was taken prisoner, although he did not have Romanian citizen. He received his citizenship only in 1923 and only as a result of his participation in the Romanian army during the war. At the end of the 19th century, the organization of Jewish communities began, together with the creation of a Jewish school system prompted by the expulsion of Jews from public schools in 1893. The certificates of the Jewish school were not recognized, and their pupils had to pass state examinations, paying fees until 1925, when the certificates of Jewish schools were finally recognized only if the language of tuition was Romanian. All Jewish schools were maintained by communities in Basarabia. Tarbut, which means culture in Hebrew, maintained Hebrew schools. The Tarbut movement was a network of secular Hebrew language schools in parts of Poland, Romania, and Lithuania. It operated primarily between the world wars. The impoverishment of the Jewish population also created a need for social assistance that could not be provided by the various existing associations. To achieve the legalization of communities, several congresses of their representatives were organized, like in April 1896 in Galați, in 1902 in Iași, and in 1905 in Focșani, but they could not agree on the proper nature of a Jewish community. Some claimed that it should have an exclusive religious character. Others wanted a lay organization dealing only with social welfare, hospitals, and schools. The different Jewish institutions, synagogue, religious association, hospitals, endeavored to preserve their autonomy. Let's discuss now the topic of Romanian citizenship for the Jewish population. As mentioned before, following World War I, Romania enlarged its territory with the provinces of Bukovina, Basarabia, and Transylvania. In each of these, the Jews were already citizens, either of long standing, like those who had lived in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, or more recently, such as those from Basarabia, who achieved equality only in 1917. The naturalization of the Jews of Romania was underway in accordance with a separate peace treaty concluded with Germany in the spring of 1918. After the defeat of Germany, Prime Minister Ionel Brătianu realized that the topic of naturalization of the Romanian Jews would be brought up again at the peace conference just as in the past, so he tried to resolve the problem by issuing a decree of naturalization in December of 1918, proclaiming individual naturalization on the lines adopted after the Congress of Berlin. This time, the decision had to be made by the law courts instead of parliament on the basis of certain certificates that were very difficult to obtain. The Jewish leaders immediately rejected the law and Jews refrained from applying to the court. The Jews demanded that citizenship be granted en bloc after a declaration by every candidate at his municipality that he was born in the country and held no foreign citizenship. Although the Romanian government continued to assert that the Jewish problem was an internal one and one of national sovereignty, when the delegation led by Ion Brătianu appeared at the peace conference in May 1918, Georges Clemenceau reminded him that after the Congress of Berlin, Romania had to implement the provisions concerning the political rights of the Jews. This time, the great powers decided to include guarantees in the peace treaty. A Jewish delegation from Romania, composed of UEP and Zionist representatives, arrived in. UEP means the Uniunea Evreilor Români, in English, the Union of Romanian Jews, the first Jewish party in Romania. They joined the Jewish delegations participating at the peace conference and lobbied to have the peace treaty specify the laws Romania should adopt concerning naturalization of the Jews. To prevent the conference imposition of naturalization of Jews, Ionel Brătianu wired to Bucharest the text of a law promulgated as a decree on May 1919, according to which citizenship could now be obtained by a declaration of intent in writing to the law court, the latter being obliged to make out a certificate of confirmation that conferred the exercise of political rights. Those Jews who did not possess foreign citizenship, those who satisfied the requirements of the enlistment law, and those who had served in the war were declared citizens together with their families. The peace conference did obligate Romania to legislate the political emancipation of the Jews. Brătianu resigned, and only after an ultimatum sent by the peace conference did the new Romanian government led by Alexandru Vaida Voevod sign the peace treaty. In 1923, the struggle for the enactment of naturalization was enacted in the new constitution, and the effort was led by Adolf Stern, the president of UAP, the Jewish party, recently elected as a deputy to parliament. After hard bargaining, not without renewed threats on the part of the government, the naturalization of the Jews was introduced into the constitution on March 29, 1923, also confirming the naturalization of those from the newly annexed territories who would otherwise have been threatened with expulsion. Let me say a word about the first Jewish political party, Uniunea Evreilor Pământeni, the Union of Erlings Jews, started in 1909 and converted to Uniunea Evreilor Români, the Union of Romanian Jews, in 1923. The party's objectives were the naturalization of all Jews on the Romanian territory and the active fighting against all and any anti-Semitic activities. A second Jewish political party became active in representing Jewish population and was called Partidul Evreesc, or in English, the Jewish Party. In 1931 elections, Partidul Evreesc got 64,000 votes, which gave them 3 parliamentary seats. Growing social and political tensions in Romania in 1920 and 30s led to a constant increase in anti-Semitism and in the violence that accompanied it. Anti-Semitic riots and demonstrations expressed both popular and student anti-Semitism and cruelty. They also served to divert social unrest to the Jews and show also to the Western public opinion that intervention on the Jewish behalf was bound to miscarry. In December 1922, Christian students at 4 universities in Romania proclaimed numerous clauses as their program. Riots followed at the universities and against the Jewish population. Numerous clauses, in translation, the number is closed, limited the number of Jews accepted at universities. As it was later revealed in Parliament, the student movements were organized and financed by the Ministry of Interior. The leader of the student movement was Cornelius Zera Codreanu, the secretary of the League of National Christian Defense, which was headed by A.C. Cuza. Codreanu would become infamous during the Romanian Holocaust. The students formed terrorist groups on the fascist and Nazi models and committed several murders. In 1926, the Jewish student Falik was murdered in Czernowitz, the capital of Bukovina. In 1927, Codreanu broke away from AC Cuza's party and founded the Archangel Michael League, which in 1929 became the Iron Guard, a paramilitary organization with an extreme anti-Semitic program. In December 1927, the students of Codreanu's League carried out a pogrom in Oradea in Transylvania, where they were holding a congress for which they received a subsidy from the Ministry of the Interior. They were conveyed there in special trains put at their disposal free of charge by the government. Five synagogues were wrecked and the Torah scrolls burned in the public square. After that, the riots spread all over the country. In Cluj, 8 prayer houses were plundered, and on their way home, the participants to the Congress continued their excesses against the Jews in the cities of Huedin, Târgu Ogna, and Iasi. At the end of 1933, the liberal Prime Minister Duca, one of the opponents of King Carol's dictatorial tendencies, dissolved the Iron Guard, and later on, 3 weeks later, he was assassinated by the Iron Guard. Codreanu, the Iron Guard leader now, has close ties with the Nazis in Germany. Carol II, the king, later added other political bodies with an anti-Semitic program in an attempt to curb the Iron Guard. From 1935, Vaida Voevod led the Romanian Front, another anti-Semitic party which accused the Jews in his speeches of blood libel, being parasites, defrauding the country, and the Judaization of the press and national literature. After Hitler came to power in Germany in 1933, all large Romanian parties adopted anti-Semitic programs. In 1935, the National Peasants' Party, which united with Cuza's party to form the National Christian Party, announced that its program included the Romanization of the staff of the firms and the protection of national labor through preference for our ethnic element, that is, the removal of Jews from private firms. Gheorghe Brătianu, leading the opposition Liberal Party, demanded nationalization of the cities, proportional representation in public and private posts, in school and universities, and the revocation of Jewish citizenship. In 1934, the law of employment of Romanian workers in private firms was enacted and established numerous clauses for Jews to be employed by private firms. The Ministry of Industry and Trade sent all firms special questionnaires, which include a clause on ethnic origin. In 1935, the board of the Christian Lawyers Association, founded that year by members of the bar from Bucharest, gave an impetus to anti-Semitic professional associations. The movement spread all over the country. Its program was numerus nullus, meaning revocation of licenses of all Jewish lawyers who were already members of the bar and not accepting new Jewish registrations. At the universities, students of the Iron Guard forcibly prevented their Jewish colleagues from attending lectures. Jewish students were harassed and beaten up. My father, who was studying medicine in Iasi in 1929, together with other students, Jewish students, were severely beaten by these hooligans and forced to give up studying medicine and come back to his family in Bucharest. Please see the actual photo of these events attached to the notes. The academic authority supported a numerous clauses program introducing entrance examinations in 1935, which led to a decline in the number of Jewish students. In other professional corporations, no Jews were elected to the board. They were prevented by force from participating even in the corporate elections. The great Romanian banks began to reject requests for credit from Jewish banks as well as from Jewish industrial and commercial firms, and the Jewish enterprises were burdened by heavy taxes imposed with the aim of ruining them. Jewish firms were not granted import quotas for raw materials and goods. Meanwhile, Germany financed a series of publications and newspapers aimed at fastening an alliance between the two countries and removing Jews from all branches of the professions and in the economy. Many of the Jewish merchants and industrialists were forced to sell their firms at a loss. Next week, we will continue the discussion of Romanian anti-Semitism in the 20th century by approaching the topic of Romanian participation in the Holocaust. Until then, be well.